July 25th. Jesus says, "Now let's look together at two miracles in the Gospel. However, since I am God, and speak with divine intelligence, I will not present the miracles to you as they are usually presented to you. But I will have you note the miracle in the miracle. Let us begin with the multiplication of the bread and fish. My priests continually preach the power of God, who feeds the multitudes, by multiplying the small amount of food. A beautiful and sweet miracle. But for a God who has multiplied the suns in the firmament, what does the multiplication of a few crumbs of bread represent? I, the Christ, the Word of the Father, teach you another miracle in the miracle. A miracle that you too, can work when you are able to reach the power which is needed. How do I obtain that miracle? Just by touching the bread and breaking it with my divine hands? No. The Gospel says, and he gave thanks. This is the miracle in the miracle. I, the Son of the Father, Almighty like the Father, Creator with the Father, give thanks. I pray to the Father, I humble myself in an action of submission and trust. I do not believe myself to be exonerated from the duty of asking the Eternal Father, whose duty it is to come to the aid of his sons and daughters, but who also has the right to be recognized as the Supreme Lord of heaven and earth. I, God, like him, remind myself of this right and fulfill this duty, and teach it to you. And with the duty to respect, the duty to trust. The miracle of the multiplied bread is worked after I have given thanks to the Father. And you? The other miracle. Peter's boat, in the grip of contrary winds, was taking in water and listing. And my disciples, greatly afraid for their lives, were making every effort to straighten the rudder, tie down the sails, and throw the water and the ballast overboard, ready to throw out the baskets of fish and the nets, in order to lighten the boat and reach the shore. The storms on the lake were frequent and sudden, and it was no laughing matter. I had often helped them. But that day I was not present. I was not present materially with them. But my love was over them, because I am always over those who love me. And the disciples were afraid. But this is the miracle, though not called and not present, I came to bring peace over the waves and in souls. My goodness is a continuous miracle, daughter, a miracle about which you reflect too little. When this gospel point is presented to you, you are brought to note the power of faith. But my goodness, which also anticipates your needs as disciples and comes out to meet you, walking amidst stormy waves, why don't they have you observe it? My goodness is greater than the universe, the need and pain, and it is more watchful than all human intelligence. My goodness is rooted in the paternal love of God. Why don't you come to it, believe in it blindly, and draw from its infinity? I am with you until the end of the ages. I am the Spirit of God made flesh. I know the needs of the flesh, I know the needs of the Spirit, and I have the power of God to meet your needs, as I have the love spurring me to meet them. For I am one with the Father, and with the Spirit, with the Father, from whom I proceed, and with the Spirit, through whom I took flesh, and I have the power of the Father, and the charity of the Spirit. This morning I was left with my mouth open. I had finished writing the above text, while Martha was at Mass and Mother was sleeping. A rare, precious moment of silence then. A celebration. Martha came back and said to me, speaking of how little bread she had, "Heavens, it would be necessary for what the Gospel says to happen today." I replied, "Why? What does it say?" Martha answered, "It talks about the multiplication of the bread and the fish." I was left like a fish, with my eyes and mouth wide open. Jesus had explained to me this Sunday's Gospel. I assure you, that I hadn't had even a remote idea, that this was today's Gospel passage.